would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and it may come as no surprise, I watched the video of the voicemail from yesterday. It is online. Obviously, the audio was sent out in the email, but the video is online, and I watched it. And what I see in there is really strong stuff, because what you see in there is a husband and dad trying to love his wife and children. And not giving fluff, not a gentle appeal, please, 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 wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. But a man who is a follower of Christ trying to point his wife and children to their Creator. And, you know, it's really obvious. If you reject him, you will reject me, because I'm pointing to him. And, you know, if you reject him, as Eric Lee and Jack currently do, overtly, but you see, I also have read the Bible, and therefore, I don't write off Eric Lee and Jack, or others. Most notably, my wife. Because I really miss my wife. I miss her terribly. You know, I wonder about what's happening with them. My wife did admit that my kids wear masks, which, you know, again, the best word, best description I've heard is that's child abuse. It is child abuse. But, you know, it's like the thing I heard about yesterday, I think it was. We're in the UK. They're telling you, please, don't hug your family. Which is very much different from the one thing I saw earlier about four hugs a day is a minimum, you know, which was Canadian Doctors Association who was telling all the fallacies about what's going on. And so they gave all the evidence about the fallacy of the mass, the fallacy of this pandemic and all these kind of things. But the one thing that was clear that wasn't scientifically based is the idea that four hugs a day is a minimum. But it's clear. When a guy doesn't get his hugs from his wife, it has an impact. Considering what I've heard from my kids, well, Jack and Erica Lee, in the last couple of days, I listened to another gentleman today who said he heard somebody talking about the mark of the beast. All the latest stuff that's happening with the vaccine passports and things of that nature. And people are saying, aha, mark of the beast. And so he said, well, I actually then went to the book of Revelation to read it. Actually, you know, he didn't go to the book of Revelation. He went to the book of Revelations, which is the common misuse of, incorrect title. But he said that, well, see, the thing that was interesting is he said he grew up in a Catholic school early on, then moved to a public school. So he didn't know anything about this stuff. And the arguments he gave was just, it was just irrational. Because he didn't know what he was talking about. He went apparently and said, oh, okay, well, here's the passage. It's kind of like, oh, okay. You can't buy or sell. And it's kind of like, it's sensationalized. You know, when I walk, one of the places I walk, there's been a couple places where somebody has gone through there with a can of spray paint and written various things. But the thing that's most common is 666. And I've grown to be really humored about that because the oldest manuscripts show the numbers 616. But, you know, the fascinating thing is, I've come to embrace not the full preterist view, but the partial preterist view. That seems most rational. I don't dig into it because I don't think it's all that relevant either. Compared to other things, you know, learning how to love well. But, you know, the partial preterist view, and especially the full preterist view, the can't buy or sell, and the person with the number 616 or 666 was Nero. It's history. It's done. And so if that's true, then the sensationalism that's happening about that is just that. It's sensationalism. And it makes people live in sensationalism, which so much the institutional church does. And I find it amazing. I find it amazing what I heard, what I've seen, and so forth. Oh, demonic worship is definitely there. But, you know, you couldn't buy or sell. That was Nero. You might, there's this video out there where it talks about where people would have to say Kaiser Kurios or Caesar is Lord. See, who did that? Oh, yeah, that was me. That's the one that YouTube called hate speech. Will this foundation be used again? Well, you know, one of the other things I keep hearing about is the demise of the male in so many ways. You know, there's the evidence of things like sperm count is less than half of what it was a few decades ago. That the masculinity of a man has reduced radically, and therefore the difference between a man and a woman in a lot of respects has changed, not because of the fact that they're any different than they are, but men have been feminized. You don't see it in the ESV, but you do see it in other translations, and I don't remember the Greek off the top of my head, but in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, it's in 9, there is arsenikoite, and there's the other word. Arsenikoite is the men who bet other men, and the other word is effeminate, or it's the word for soft. It's the guy who plays the female role in the male homosexual relationship. You know, because the Bible is a rather poignant book. But it's become commonplace. Because men, you know, and I even did the video on what it is to be courageous. Androsomai. To literally act like men. And when you see that in the New Testament, in Corinthians, be strong, act like men, let all that you do be done in love. To be a man is to love well. And when we watch society collapse as it is. So, honest question. George, Walter, and Zadok. Considering what appears to be the role set before them, will they follow in Jack's path? It's a scary thought. If you don't hold the Bible up as a reference, why not? Because obviously you don't. That doesn't have to remain. I ask for it not. And the way that can be demonstrated is if my wife would get on the phone and call me. Her husband loves her and wants her back.